This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
And we'll start with some reaction to the Supreme Court's historic ruling on President Obama's health care law. Senator Rand Paul is a Republican from Kentucky who opposed the law and opposes the Supreme Court's decision on the law. Good morning.
Good morning. Glad to be with you.
Well, thanks for being here. I want to start by asking you about some comments that you made yesterday that have gotten a lot of attention. You said, quote, "Just because a couple people on the Supreme Court declare something to be constitutional does not make it so. The whole thing remains unconstitutional." Do you stand by that statement?
You know, I still agree with Scalia, Thomas, Kennedy, and Alito that the Constitution doesn't justify the law.
You think you're agreeing with the dissenters, but that was not the ruling that the Supreme Court came down with.
Right, but that's all I'm saying is if you ask Justice Scalia, does he think the law is constitutional, he'll still tell you no. So I'm entitled to have my opinion as to what is constitutional and what is not. No one's talking about whether or not the ruling has validity or not. I'm just saying that I agree with the dissenters that I don't believe the law is constitutional. And I think Madison would also agree. Madison said that the laws, you know, when we talk about the tax and spending power, that it's regulated by enumerated powers of, that are given to Congress. If the powers aren't enumerated, doesn't mean that you can have any sort of tax that you want to do any sort of policy you'd like.
But you respect the ruling now as the law of the land.
Yeah, nobody's questioning the law or nobody's questioning the Supreme Court. So all the ridiculous left-wing bloggers need to get a clue. All I'm saying is that I agree with Scalia that I don't believe the law was constitutional.
Well, what is the next step for you, Senator, in terms of getting this law repealed, which I assume you want to do now?
Well, and that we do through the ballot box, and I think this is going to energize the conservative base, the Tea Party wing of our party. I predict that you're going to see increasingly larger and larger crowds as we talk about trying to have an election where we overturn this. And by saying I overturn this, it still doesn't mean we actually overturn the ruling. There are probably a lot of things that could be deemed constitutional that we don't have, but we can repeal this through an election.
Senator Rand Paul is a Republican of Kentucky. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you.